You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Hey everyone, welcome to Pet Life Radio. This is Pets Rock and this is your host Kristen Powers. So this is my very first show and it's really cool. And I'd like to introduce myself briefly before getting on with our super cool topic for the day. So I, like I said, am Kristen Powers. I'm a 15-year-old at Chapel Hill High School in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. It's a very cool place to live. If you're thinking about going to vacation somewhere, I would recommend North Carolina, especially Chapel Hill. It's very cool, very eco-friendly, kind of animals, and the University of North Carolina is here. I believe the Tar Heels just won their NCAA basketball championship. Woo! Go Heels! So, you know, it's the coolest place in the world. You should come check it out. So, I live on a farm in Chapel Hill, and it's a really cool place. I have about 20 different animals that live with me. They range from cats, dogs, guinea pigs, horses, pony, cows, turtles, goats, sheep. Yeah, you name it. Pretty much got it. So it's really cool. And that's pretty much about my background. I'm very interested in the environment, pets, and human rights. That's my big thing. You know, that's huge in Chapel Hill. Like, everyone's into something here. I've always loved animals, grown up with them all my life. They're very cool. I've never gone a single day without owning a pet. That's how cool I think pets are and how dedicated my family is to rescuing them from shelters. So that's pretty much my background. It's pretty cool. I've lived a cool life, and now I get this awesome chance to be on this radio show and host my own. I was originally, or still am, a petfinder.com blogger. I'm their team blogger for their site, and that's how I was kind of discovered for this pet show. But I'm really happy to have the chance to do this because it's a really cool opportunity. So, sorry, I went on talking about myself forever, and we have to go on a commercial break really quick, but as soon as we get back, I have some awesome things to talk about. Alright, I'll see you in a minute.
Don't go anywhere, because the best is yet to come. Stick around.
It's DesignerPetSweaters.com. Hand-knitted designer sweaters for your precious pup or cool cat. Beautiful couture patterns for your pets, including custom-knitted formal wear, casual wear, yachting, and even sports-themed. Many designer pet sweaters include feathered tammy hats, top hats, and a lot of sparkle. Each sweater includes leg loops, front paw sleeves, and leash opening. Visit DesignerPetSweaters.com to order your four-legged fashions today. Large or small, we fit them all. DesignerPetSweaters.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Hey everyone, we're back with an amazing show of Pets Rock on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Kristen Powers. So today, like I said, is my very first show, and I'd like to start off by starting a tradition. So you guys are my very first listeners to hear this amazing tradition. It's called Joke of the Day! Woo! Sorry, that's my little sound effects. So, joke of the day, I would like to do after every commercial break, you know, ease some tension, relax some listeners' minds, you know, make everything cool. This is a cool show because it's by a teenager who's cooler than a teenager. I know. Okay, so anyway, we are going to our joke of the day. Now, this show, I hope, attracts not only teenagers, but parents of teenagers, pet lovers, you name it. I don't care if you're listening to my show. I'm just thanking you for listening to my show. So my very first joke of the day, cats and teenagers. How relevant is that? All right. So for all of you with teenagers or who have had teenagers or are a teenager, like myself, you may want to know why they really have a lot in common with cats. Yes, what do we have in common with cats? I don't know. There's 10 answers. Let's dive into them. All right, number one, neither teenagers nor cats turn their heads when you call them by name. This is true. Number two, no matter what you do for them, it is not enough. Indeed, all human efforts are barely adequate to compensate for the privilege of waiting on them hand and foot. That's right, parents, you're our servants. Number three, you rarely see a cat walking outside the house with an adult human being, and it can be safely said that no teenager in his or her right mind wants to be seen in public with his or her parents. Okay, well, apparently it's not that safe to say that, because my dad is the coolest dad in the world, and I would love to be seen with him everywhere. That's how cool he is. So, number four, even if you tell jokes as well as Jay Leno, neither your cat nor your teen will ever crack a smile. Number five, no cat or teenager shares your taste in music. This is sadly true. Number six, cats and teenagers can lie on the living room sofa for hours on end without moving, barely breathing. You may just have to poke them to make sure they are not dead. Number seven, cats have 9 lives. Teenagers carry on as if they did. That's right, teenagers are invincible. Cats and teenagers yawn in exactly the same manner, communicating that ultimate human ecstasy, a sense of complete and utter boredom. Number 9. Cats and teenagers do not improve anyone's furniture. 10. Cats that are free to roam outside sometimes have been known to return in the middle of the night to deposit a dead animal in your bedroom. Teenagers are not above that sort of behavior. Alright, so there's 10 reasons. So, if you must raise teenagers, the best sources of advice are not other parents, but in fact, veterinarians, especially those specialized in cats. It is also a good idea to keep a guidebook on cats on hand at all times. And remember, above else, put out the food and do not make any sudden movements. When they make up their minds, they will finally come to you for some affection and comfort, and it will be a triumphant moment for all. So there's my joke of the day. Yay! Joke of the day. Woo! So now I'd like to go straight into the news alert. All right, so what's making the news headlines in the pet world today? Well, apparently the first puppy is here at the White House, and it's Bo, the Portuguese water dog. This is coming from the Washington Post directly. The little guy is a 6-month-old Portuguese water dog given to the Obama girls as a gift by that Portuguese water dog-loving senator himself, Edward Kennedy of Massachusetts. The girls named it Bo, and let it be noted that you learned that here first. Malia and Sasha chose the name because their cousins have a cat named Bo, and because First Lady Michelle Obama's father was nicknamed Diddly, a source said. Get it? Bo Diddly? So the Washington Post gives a nice little intro into the new pet of the president and his family. Now that's really cool because, you know, over the past few months there have been all this talk around the animal world about what kind of dog is he going to get? Is it going to be from a shelter? Is it going to be from a breeder? Where is it going to come from? Oh my gosh, so excited! So he got it from a friend, which, you know, Edward Kennedy's cool and all. Not a shelter exactly, but still good eating it from a breeder. Because, you know, we should always be pushing adoptions from shelters. That's the best way to go. Because those shelter animals may not live until tomorrow if someone's not willing to adopt them. And that's really sad. Whereas breeders kind of just produce them, you know, off the charts. And it's really sad. So always think about adopting from a shelter, people. No matter what the Obamas do, it's best to do it. So if you want to learn more about the first puppy, you can check it out probably on any website that you Google, especially Washington Post. Check them out. So it's really exciting. Congratulations, Obamas, on your new dog. That's really cool. All right. So another thing I'd like to do before I get into our main thing is do trivia of the day. So trivia of the day is going to be where I make a little like question about animals, of course, and then you guys can listen to it. You can decide what the answer is. You can mull over it. You can think about it. You can Google it. You can let it drive you crazy until the end of the show, because that's when I will reveal the answer. So today's trivia question, contrary to popular belief, true or false, do dogs sweat by salivating? Do they sweat through their mouths when they're panting, you know, with the tongue hanging out and all that fun stuff. Is that how dogs sweat? True or false? All right, so mull it over. Think about it. Let it drive you crazy a little, and I'll let you know at the end of the show. Okay, so today, like I said, I'm going to talk about a really cool topic, and it's the environment. And the environment is one of my favorite topics to talk about. I'm very passionate about it. We would not be here if it weren't for the well-balanced environment that we have. And as humans are good at, we always seem to find ways to knock that environment's balance right off the scale. So I'm going to talk about ways you can get your life and your pets back on scale a little to give the earth, you know, a little medicine to help cool down its fever. So here we go. Now, you might not think that humans are like really aware of what they do to the earth, and it's true, but they may also think, well, okay, fine, all right, I see what you're saying, I'm the cause of global warming, but my little pet here is not. How could he? He's like been here since the dawn of time. He does not do anything. Yes, it's true, your pet doesn't do anything, but it's what you do with your pets that describes that. So here's what I would like to talk about first. Now, to all you dog owners out there, I'm about to give you the scoop on poop. Indeed, the scoop on poop is an amazing thing. I would like to talk about, you know, that little thing when they go poop on the side of the road. Do not leave it on the road. Please, whatever you do, pick it up. When it rains, it can, the bacteria and the grossness of that little package can be transferred into our groundwater system. And you know, if you drink from the tap, and I'm not, if you're drinking actually right now, think about that water. Think about your dog's poop in that water. That is not a pretty image. So pick up your poop. So now what are you picking it up with? Oh, I see. Plastic bags. Yes, don't pick it up with plastic bags. There are many alternatives. Scientists have come up with this amazing thing called compostable or eco-friendly doo-doo bags. They're really neat. My family happens to use the doggy walk bags. They're little blue bags. They are, as the box says, pleasantly scented, odor neutralizing, opaque, easy tie handles, and convenient pop-out dispenser. They're also 100% degradable, and they're made with post-consumer recycled material, which gives plastic a second life. So there are these bags, I'm telling you, doggy walk bags. They're amazing, and you know, you just pick up the poop, suck it up, pick it up, and it's all good. You throw it out, and you know you're done. It's really good. So, you know, you can go to your local pet store. Maybe you got a little, like, you know, a little fancy eco store, like, kind of like, down here we have a Weaver Street Market, which is a very kind of eco-friendly, little bit hippie place, but they've got really cool options. So see if there's anything like that in your area and pick some up, because they're really good for the environment. Now, cat owners, don't chalk up another point for cats. You guys have animals that poop too, and they poop in that wonderful invention called a litter box. Now, nothing against litter boxes, but you know, they have rocks in them, and those rocks aren't like little pebbles. They are from a clay or a rock called sodium bentonite. Now, sodium bentonite comes from strip mines in Wyoming and Montana. What? You're killing a mountain just for your convenience? Okay, that is really not cool, people. Luckily, for all you who now feel really guilty for the mountaintop removal in the West, there are alternatives. You can actually purchase natural litters made of wheat straw or even newspapers. And this is even the coolest part, train your cat to use the toilet. I know you guys probably seen it before. You can Google how to do it. There's books about it. Learn how to, if you have the time and your cat really needs to go a lot, maybe the toilet is the answer for you. So, you know, sorry to talk about such dirty stuff on my first show, but it's really important that we watch over our environment and make sure that we keep it safe. So when we come back from this commercial break, I'll talk a little more about the environment. And for all of you, remember the trivia question, let it mull in your brain. Remember, it's for true or false, do dogs sweat by salivating? All right, think about it, mull it over, and I'll get back to you by the end of the break.
Don't leave this party before it's over, because the best is yet to come. Only losers leave the party early anyway. Party on, back in a few.
Pet Talk!
Pet Pet Life Radio, the number one pet radio network on the planet, joins forces with iHeartRadio to put the power of your pets in your pocket.
Awesome.
Download the iHeartRadio app and rock Pet Life Radio on your phone, on your tablet, on your Xbox, in your car. Pet talk, pet tunes, and fun pet times. Pet Life Radio and iHeartRadio. Positively possum.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
All right, great to see you guys back from this commercial break. This is Pet Life Radio, and this is the coolest show in the world, Pets Rock, with your host, Kristen Powers. So we recently were just talking about poop and how it affects the environment. So now I'd like to move on a little bit of a less gross topic, but it's still related to the environment. And this is the super duper list of the top 10 green pets. I won't give you all 10, or no, there's actually 15, but some of them, you know, are kind of like iffy. So I'm going to pick and choose the best ones for you. And now this is coming from planetgreen.com. It is the best, like, blogging website ever. It's all the ways you can go green. It works in a coordination with treehugger.com. It's also a really cool TV channel, so you should check it out. So, like I said, my name is Kristen Powers, and we're talking about ways to green your pet. So, like I've said, adopt from a shelter. There are 70,000 puppies and kittens born every day in the U.S. Now, that is a lot. So what you can do to help is, if you have the means to do so, think about adopting an animal. They're really great and amazing. And I totally recommend petfinder.com to find your perfect match. That's P-E-T, pet, finder, F-I-N-D-E-R.com. It's the coolest website in the world, and you can find amazing pets in need of a home. That's a great way to help the environment. Also, spay or neuter your pet. Whatever you do, please don't breed your pets. Did I mention 70,000 puppies and kittens are born every day in the U.S.? That's a huge, huge number. And we need to reduce that, because there's not enough homes for all of them. You know, they're getting needlessly killed in shelters because they can't take care of all these animals. So spay or neuter your pet. Really good idea. Also, try to protect the native wildlife by always keeping your dog on a leash when outside, and trying to keep your little feline indoors as much as possible. Felines, at least here in North Carolina, especially in Chapel Hill, are one of the leading causes of people calling in to report wildlife injuries. At my local Piedmont Wildlife Center, 20% of their cases are caused by cats. That's really ridiculous. We should not be hurting our natural wildlife like that. Also, swap out that junk food that you call pet food. As pretty as it sounds or smells, I know it smells great, doesn't it? But most conventional pet food brands consist of reconstituted animal byproducts, which are otherwise known as low-grade waste from the beef and poultry industries. You know, the stuff you would never eat in your life. And they also used to make many pet foods, or classify them as 4D, which is a nice way of saying dead, dying, diseased, or down, or in quotes, disabled. So what can you do to feed your animals a better choice or better food? There are many natural or organic pet foods on the market that are raised in sustainable, humane ways, which don't add drugs or hormones or any unnatural substance into it. So check those out, because that's a great way to protect your pet. Okay, so what else can you do? Let's see. You could also use natural pet care and cleaning products. You don't want to use those toxic laced chemicals on your pet. And no, you wouldn't use them on yourself, so why would you use them on your pet? Look for natural pet products. And you can also make sure to find natural cleaning products that are safe in the environment, so that you don't offend your critter's delicate senses. Also, make sure that you get your pet microchipped. Now, it's kind of a far stretch to link microchipping to being eco-friendly, but it's really good for your pet. If you lose your buddy, you know it causes extreme distress to you, and you know you're really sad and you want to get your pet back. So then there's all that paper waste from printing out the missing posters, the fuel costs of calling around for buddy in your neighborhood, the phone bills as you bawl your eyes out to tell everyone that, okay, yeah, so Tag your pets. They're really good. And you can even get hanging tags made out of recyclable and recycled aluminum dog tags. One cool place that makes them is Wag Tags, which makes them out of recycled silver. That's Wag Tags, WAGGTAGGS. So check them out. Get your pet tagged. Find some way to help identify them. Now, okay, going back to that nasty pet food stuff, why don't you try making your pet food? It's a really cool idea. We do it for my dog. You know, you cook some chicken, you know, maybe it's a little vegetables, you stir it in a pot, you heat it, you kind of like let it sit there, and the pets will go crazy for it. You can even like grow, you know, you can grow stuff that your cat will eat, you know, like that amazing thing called catnip. They will go crazy for it. You can plant it and they will love you forever. You can also make your own toys for them. You know, when I was in third grade, I would tie a string around my waist and so that the string would extend all the way down to the ground, and then I'd run around and my cat would go crazy and start chasing after me. All of you who have waved around a flashlight in front of your cat, you know they love it. So you can make your own crafts. Maybe not the way a 7-year-old or 8-year-old would do it, as I did, but you can, for all those crafty people out there, this is an awesome opportunity to maybe make a few dollars in this economy. Selling homemade pet toys. How cool is that? All right, so the last one I have, for those of you who are getting bored of this list, offset your pet. Okay, I know everyone hates to hear the word carbon offsets because they're like, ugh, what does it mean? I've heard it a million times. All right, so we know that we're bad on the environment, especially the way we live here in America, but you can help limit that impact by purchasing things called green tags, which are also known as renewable energy credits, and you can offset your pet's carbon emissions that way. So they're green, like the color, and tags, and you can buy them for the whole family, and you can check out if your state sells green power so you and your furry friends can go carbon neutral. How cool would that be? That is just so amazing. So, you know, to kind of recap what we talked about today, pets can, especially in America, play a huge role in climate change, especially the way we care for them here. So, you know, kind of review, think about the ways that you treat your pets in your life, and, you know, kind of think, well, what can I do to improve the situation? Can I use compostable dog bags? Can I make my pet food? What if I got my pet spayed or neutered this week? How amazing would that be? I would love to hear what you guys do to help the environment with your pets. If you want to send me some cool things that you do personally to lower your carbon emissions with your pets, email the ideas at kristen@petliferadio.com. That's kristen@petliferadio.com. Now, it's a really cool way to let me know what you guys are doing out there to help your pets become more eco-friendly. So if you have any ideas, email them to me. So we also talked about, you know, that cool list of ways to reduce your emissions. And we also talked about Obama's new dog. And we also did the amazing joke of the day. But wait, what else do we have waiting for us? I do believe we have that trivia question of the day to answer. All right, so let me repeat it. All right, here we go. Let's see. The trivia fact for today was, true or false, dogs sweat by salivating. All right, would we do a drum roll, please? False. Contrary to popular belief, dogs do not sweat by salivating. They sweat through the pads of their feet. So congratulations to all of you who got that question right. To all of those who may have made a mistake, that's all right. You'll learn something new today. Maybe you'll do better next time. All right. So sorry, it's the end of the show. I know you've had so much fun listening, and I just want to thank all of you who tuned in for my very first show. I'm very thankful. It's so cool that you did that. So next time for our show, we will have an amazing guest. Her name is Betsy Saul. She is the founder of PetFinder.com. She's an amazing woman who has done many great things for the pets in this country. So that's in the next show. So I know that today was, you know, kind of just a monologue, a little bit of a lesson, but I promise you, if you tune in next time for my interview with Betsy Saul, you will not be disappointed. She is the most amazing woman in the world, like I said, so make sure you tune in. All right, so This is Pets Rock on Pet Life Radio. I'd like to thank the producers and everyone who made this show possible, yada, yada, yada. But really, no, thank you for the people who made this show possible. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas for the show, please email me at kristen@petliferadio.com. You can spell my name K-R-I-S-T-E-N at petliferadio.com. I would love ideas for shows because, you know, I want to talk about what you guys want to hear. If you're a teenager, let me know and see if you have any ideas. Tell me what you think about the show, what I can do to improve. I'm always looking to improve. I can take criticism. It's all cool, all right? I'm not that type of teenager who cries when people tell her she does things poorly. So I hope you guys enjoyed the show. It's Pets Rock. Tune in next time. Thank you.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.